Robots, the podcast for news and views on robotics. Hi and welcome to Robots episode number 149. I am Jana, and today we will be hearing from Professor Rezia Molfino from the University of Genova about some of the fascinating robotics projects she's involved in. But first, as always, let's get the latest news and developments in robotics from Christine.
Thank you, Jana. The UK government has announced £160 million, which are about 190 million euros or 260 million US dollars, in public funding for a new agri-tech strategy, with about half aimed at commercialization of new agricultural technologies, including robots, and the other half on setting up centers for agricultural innovation. The announcement coincides with a new report by market research company Wintergreen Research, which forecasts tremendous growth for robotics and automation in agriculture, from its current size of 604 million euros or 817 million US dollars today, to more than 12,000 million euros or 16,300 million US dollars by 2020, or more than 50% year-on-year growth on average. In other news, food vending machine robots are becoming increasingly popular, with Burrito Box joining the ranks of the Burger Maker Momentum machines and various sushi bots. Burrito Box rolls six different types of burritos with your choice from a variety of sauces. 1 minute later, the machine dispenses a hot robot hand-rolled burrito. And still at the prototype stage, but based on a more complex concept, is hobbyist Ben Krasnov's Cookie Perfection machine. The Cookie Perfection machine allows its user to rapidly and precisely make individual cookies with slight variations. A little more brown sugar, a bit less butter. That could make the difference between good and perfect. It works by dispensing precise amounts of ingredients from a custom ingredients carousel and individually mixing cookie dough for each cookie. Finally, Kinshasa, the capital city of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, has introduced two 4-meter-tall humanoid robots to direct traffic and pedestrians. The robots use solar power and have multiple cameras, opening the potential for monitoring traffic and issuing tickets. They replace the police officers that used to direct traffic at the busy crossing and have become popular with motorists, with one driver commenting, "As a motorcyclist, I'm very happy with the robot's work. Because when the traffic police control the cars here, there's still a lot of traffic. But since the robot arrived, we truly see that the commuters are respectful." For more information on the future of robots in agriculture, fast food, and traffic control, visit robohub.org.
Rezia Molfino is Professor of Robot Mechanics, Mechanical Design Methods, Industrial and Service Robotics, and Control of Mechanical Systems at the University of Genova. She's responsible for the Pumar Lab Robotics and also fulfills a number of other roles, including being the Italian representative at the International Federation of Robotics. Professor Molfino is author or co-author of some 200 publications in the area of robotics and manufacturing systems, and she is also the owner of more than 20 patents on robotics equipment. She shared with our reporter Pear insights into some of the exciting projects that she's been working on in the last few years.
So, welcome to the podcast. Today I'm here with Rezia Molfino, and we are at RoboBusiness 2013 in Genoa. So we'd like to thank the organizers for having us here. We're going to try to give you an overview of all the interesting projects they're doing in her group at University of Genoa. So we talked about a project where you supplied demining equipment for countries that needed that. Could you give us an overview of that project?
Yes. The project is born from a lot of communication interviews with the miners on the field. On the field. So Emanuela Cepolina, that is doing this work, was in Mid-Asia and other countries, also in Europe, Croatia, and so on, in order to know the problem. And he understood that the problem is different from countries to countries because of geological geological situation. And the idea is to give to the miners, to the countries, the machines that are easy to drive, easy to work, easy to handle, and that can be used for the mining, and after the mining can be used for agricultural purposes. Also, because in these countries the men are not a lot, and agriculture is in the hand of families of mother of females and children, and sometimes they have not enough power. To forces to drive machines, traditional machines, and this is the automated machine, like a robot, teleoperated robot, and also the use, the interface with the humans has to be accepted by the people. And we need this, and this also this machine has to be low cost,
easy to maintain.
Yes, and a lot of work was done on the wheels and on the armor of the tractor of a similar to the traditional tractor, in order to make it suitable for explosions to resist to explosions, and we have the tests, and we can show the tests on the field, and they are interesting, and these machines, low cost tractor, worked suitably. There is another project that our team is inside is working on, and this is tiramisu. This is a bigger project of European Commission, and tiramisu is Italian sweet, but it's also to lift up. In Italian, tiramisu, keep me up.
Which certainly the dessert does.
It's very, very nice. Yeah. It is coordinated by Professor, what is it in Belgium, Ivan Baudouin. Ivan Baudouin, yes. And this concept that Emanuela Cepolina introduced will be taken on and improved in this project.
Mm. And I also like that it's dual use, this tractor, that it can be used as regular farming equipment when it's not used for demining purposes, because that will make it more interesting for the people around it to keep it working and to actually use it. They get more familiar with the technology. And
Yes. And then this is the background, the objective. Yes, and the background that is needed. Yes, and this is modular in order to keep to it. Could be equipped, the core module can be equipped with secondary modules that are able to demine or to for agricultural purposes or cutting vegetation and so on. And
used in general farming duties. So could you tell us about some of the other projects you're running?
Yes, there is another project that is interesting, I think, mainly for industries, for aeronautical and automotive industries, but maybe also for other. This is to introducing a new kind of fixtures that are multi-agent fixtures. So it is not a fixture, traditional fixture, but it is animated fixtures, self-reconfiguring fixtures, and suitable for support the thin sheets, And in our opinion, in the future, thinner and thinner sheets will be used for sustainability problem to reduce mass of the vehicles and so on, also for train, for other industries. And the idea is to substitute iron with intelligence. So until now we have fixtures that are one-to-one, copy one-to-one the geometry of the sheet that has to be worked on during the manufacturing operation. And we substituted this that it can be different from the left wing to the right wing. So a lot of material also for the fixtures and very heavy, very... with a bench on which agents walk, and these agents are robots, mobile robots, with the body that is a PKM in order to resist to the high reactions that we have during the manufacturing operation, and the head. And the head is very important because the head has to adapt to the shape of the to the geometry of the thin sheet, and after to become stiff to resist and to contrast the operation, manufacturing operation. And we use so different concept for walking on the bench and locking on the bench. And in, on the bench, they can have the supply of power, of different kind, pneumatic or electric power. And the body is a PKM that can adjust the positioning after having locked on the bench and adjust the positioning. And after, with the head, they lift up the head very carefully when governed by sensors. Then they arrive to the sheet. And they conform the head with the same shape of the local sheet shape, and then they become stiff. For the head, we used two kinds of head: a magnetorheological fluid, and we have, and this is can be seen in the video. And another idea was to use sand. Because the sand, if we make a void, pneumatic vacuum, pneumatic vacuum become very stiff.
Yes, yes.
And all the analytical and computational work was done, and it demonstrated to work properly. Now this Swarmit Fix fixtures is working in Piaggio Aero, and but also automotive industry are interested in. And it's a very very strange thing to say, but interesting.
Yeah,
it was born from a crazy idea, and I found people that was able to make control and plan. Because to plan the multi-agent work is very difficult. They have to plan starting from the manufacturing cycle of the thin sheet, and all automatically work. And this agent will go actually on the to support the sheet. Where in the area the operation is becoming.
So amazing.
They move following the milling track in order to sustain, to support.
So they're only actually where...
Yes.
That's cool.
This is really...
So you don't even need enough of them to support the whole sheet at all the time. They move.
They move.
Yeah,
and they move coordinated.
Yeah, hopefully you have a good video of that.
I think that is very nice, very nice. And also this this project generated some expectation issues on mainly on automation and aeronautic industries.
Yeah,
till
but
now.
This is
very nice yeah. to see.
I think what you said was really impressive. Instead of we replace iron with intelligence,
yes.
and that's
yes.
basically what robotics is all about.
Yes, it's robotics.
Yeah, yeah. and I think that replacing all these hundreds of fixtures
yes.
with a dynamic one that even yeah. is so dynamic that it moves with
dynamical movement. Yes.
Yeah, I mean it's absolutely beautiful.
And they go down. They mm-hmm. wave because the moving on the bench was a big problem for us because they have to move and to lock, and we use 3 feet. 3 feet, and we wave on the bench,
yeah, yeah.
and after we adjust, mm-hmm. and we move where the operation is coming.
Yeah.
This is the idea. When to do what is the minimum, what is needed to support, and also to make it very adaptive to any kind of
yeah.
sheet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The only problem is that the size of the
yeah.
bench.
Yeah,
because after the bench, it cannot move.
Yeah, yeah.
Very
interesting. I, some of the people that listen to the show might know that I'm a self-reconfiguring modular robotics geek, and I just love that area, and it's very nice to see that something like this is actually used. I also know that there is, and we're going to link to that, there is some interesting research. You used sand in your gripper. There is some interesting research being done around the shape of the granule in the bag and the size of them that could be interesting for our listeners. So we'll definitely link to that. It was from IROS 2012. They used triangular pieces. They used squares. They used round ones. And they get different properties on the grip within that bag, depending
there
on
there was
what
a lot of discussion on this, and we have a lot of sand sand grains in order to, and we selected one. I don't remember the dimension of the grains, and the worst problem that we met was the membrane.
Okay.
To fix the membrane that envelope the sand.
Mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is a technical problem,
yeah,
not
yeah.
a research problem.
But yeah, but you have to solve
yes.
those too. And I think that this person who did the research on the grain, he also studied how the inside of the membrane should look to grip to the granules within the bag. So there's some research been done in that area too.
This is not too small and not too big.
Yeah,
If I remember.
Yeah, so it's the Goldilocks yes. zone again. But we have to be right there in the middle.
The magnetological head is very nice. We use a lot of pins in a geometry of the head that yeah. we decided the triangle was the best, but maybe that we can change a triangle with another one that is a circular and so on. And these pins are floating mm-hmm. on a magnetorologic fluid.
Yeah, okay.
They are free. Magnetorologic is fluid, is soft when he approach the sheet. And after, when it is completely adhered to the sheet, they become stiff. And it's very nice. It's very nice, and it is working.
Yeah.
We are proud of this.
Yeah, I'm just amazed by this. This is so interesting. So amazing, and I hope you got lots of good videos on that. We'll put that up on the site.
I have a video.
So just do the next project, and if it's anywhere near this cool, we're going to be here all day.
A project that I like a lot is personal mobility, logistics and personal mobility. A car that is a robot, but a personal car, and the car that is suitable also for people that have disability in mobility,
mm-hmm.
or old people that cannot use muscle power
mm-hmm.
To walk,
or maybe
and they have time.
Augmentation.
They have time to go in inner city. And this is for the inner city, for parks, for museum. You can go outside or inside. And this project, this vehicle is called the Picava. This is an It's called the PICAV, and it is intelligent. It can do it go by itself, or it can driven by any people with assisted by the driving assistance system. It is electrical, and it is moving on itself. All the wheels are motorized. It can make stairs. And it is very dexterous. The people can enter by standing in the front, and the seat is also standing.
Yeah, it comes
and after
up
the
to
seat
meet
adapt
you.
and help people to sit down. And also for exit from the car. This is for my people that have disabilities. And the suspensions are particular suspensions because the people inside is taken always horizontal, also if the vehicle is climbing on a steep road. And another particularity is the architecture of the vehicle. And this was appreciated in TRA in Athens last time because the architecture is completely new. There are four motorized wheels, but the wheels are not independent and are not linked by the axle traditional. Not. They are the wheel as on link, that side link, that and it work this link with the two wheels work as a feet, as a foot.
So they can roll or walk.
Yes, all work, and this is why it can make stairs.
Ah, okay.
Yes,
and also I guess uneven terrain it could also be
yes,
useful for.
Yes, it can be used in platooning. And so different vehicles can go together because some people we interview people with some impairment, and they said by alone is difficult that we can go, and so they can go in a team with the different vehicles.
So then one vehicle will follow another vehicle in its track.
Yes.
Is there any other projects you'd like to present?
I have a lot. That if you need something, I can select.
Just take anyone
someone
you want to. Smart mechanics. What's that?
This was for textile industry, and it was a leapfrog. It was a project, European project, a big European project, to robotize the clothing textile industry.
Yeah, and was it successful?
Was successful.
Yeah, let's
was successful. Yeah. We have some videos.
Yeah, because I like the textile industry is hard because we talked about the thin sheet.
Yes,
but
okay.
Clothing is
but
even
clothing
worse.
But clothing is yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about is it called the
Leapfrog?
Yeah, the Leapfrog.
The Leapfrog. Leapfrog is a big project that was founded by European Commission to help this in this industrial sector that was not good in these years, and Leapfrog we were the coordinator of a work package that was automation, robotization of the assembly of men jacket.
Yes, taking
into account the customization that is needed is requested by the market, and so people can go against an intelligent scanner. And we have the dimensions. We can have the mannequin that copy the size of the people. People can choose the fashion of this jacket, of this garment. And the robots can keep the parts cutting of the cutting table. The cutting table is completely automatized, but it stops automation. After we have a heap of parts that go around the premises of the industry. And in this case, we have to order, to make order in the industry. And so we have to keep one by one the parts that are cut and to deliver to the other sectors, to the sewing machine and other finishing sections. To deliver this in order, we used a rail, overhead rail, and gravity to use. We use some hanger that are passive because we have a lot. But there is a very intelligent gripper with many degrees of freedom, I think 9, if I remember, 9 degrees of freedom, that grasp these parts from the cutting table. It's not easy.
It uses vacuum. Very hard.
And the points, 3 points are selected for the different part of the jacket, and that avoid the wrinkles when the part is lift up. And this gripper can reconfigure itself in order to put the 3 points as needed for the part that has to be lifted, and couple with one hanger that is passive to make it conform to the part that has to hold. And the intelligence is here. This is passive. We have a lot of passive low
so the
cost.
Passive so gripper is
low cost because we have a lot.
Yeah,
and then
we have
to go. Mm. They have a RFID to recognize the part that is inside. And this is working from the cutting table, from the part to lift and to put on the hanger.
Yeah, that means we can take automation one step further. From the cutting table is automated now.
Yes.
And now we can pick up stuff.
Now we have to go on.
And we can put them on this hanger.
Yes.
And then send the hanger out into the factory.
And there's also a robot that is sewing.
Ah, okay. So the robot does... Then another robot picks up the pieces of the garment.
The pieces they put on the mannequin and sew the jacket.
Yeah, that means everybody can order a custom jacket just for me.
Yes, but the results on the jacket is not perfect.
It's not good enough.
No. For the sewing. Also the garment is difficult. I would like to wear a shirt, not a jacket.
A jacket
is very, very difficult.
Ah, okay. What was the problem with the sewing? With the sewing, not.
The problem is on putting adhesions.
Putting the pieces
to prepare to the sewing.
Ah, okay. So we have a hole there.
Women have very dexterous hands to do this. And they, if you see, they use all the fingers. To help to fill in the material to the sewing machine.
Yeah.
In this case, we have needles to take it, but the problem is to dress the mannequin in order that the sewing machine will work properly.
Ah, okay. So if we could solve that problem, we have the cutting table, we have picking up from cutting table, we have distribution in the factory, and we have sewing, and from then on we're done,
yes, I guess. Yes, this is a cell for sewing, a cell for finishing, and these are manual till now, maybe for ironing. There was a project that we tried to do with my friend that now is passed. and in these days, in this cloth. And there was the ironing with the
robot. Because that's the last thing you do with a garment when it's finished. You iron it, and then you pack it for shipping. But so the remaining problem is this dexterous manipulation of the very hard, soft, very difficult to deal with soft fabric.
And this is one of the our research points to manipulate the soft material.
Oh, yeah. And that would probably also cross over to industry when we're talking using more carbon fiber in structures to make them lighter.
Ah, so
if you can handle the material in a suit, you can handle the carbon fiber in an aircraft.
I was called by US industry. I don't remember the name. It was ATI. I have to check. And they said by phone, I would like to buy your technology. I wonder what technology.
The technology was which one do you want?
The manipulation of soft material for carbon fiber. And there was also an aeronautic industry in Ireland that people went in Genova, and they said we want to see what we are able to do. Mm-hmm. And I said, I never work on carbon fiber. They sent me a big box with the carbon fiber inside. We cut the fiber. And they stayed in Genova and till they was satisfied. Mm-hmm. And this is the carbon fiber. It's very important.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely. Because it reduces fuel consumption. So the remaining problem is then the dexterous manipulations of soft materials.
I was called also for people for chairs, for cars.
Yeah.
Yes, and so on. I think this problem of robotic sewing, robotic manipulation of soft material and so on is very important because we have no time to do all to satisfy your request that we received.
No,
we are not in the industry. We are a group of research.
Mm. But that's very interesting that you're so close to automating this and that you're working. And when you complete the working with the soft material, we'll certainly be back to talk to you then. That is a very interesting line of research, I think. So thank you very much for being part of the podcast. And I think this is going to be a great interview with all the videos we can show the listener.
And that's the end of this episode. As always, check out our website at robotspodcast.com for additional information, links and videos, and for all our past episodes. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Until then, goodbye! Teams with robots. The podcast for news and views on robotics.